Okay, we'll start talking about Chumash. This is not certainly in Chumash. You have to mention Chumash and Rashi first, and Mikros Kedolos first, but whatever. We discussed it already once. I'll discuss it again. Sometimes when you hear, when things are repeated, so it sinks in more. I may have told you, in my family, one of my brothers, for a couple of years, whenever my father asked for a Dvar Torah, always said the same Dvar Torah. For a couple of years. So we made fun of him. And he said, look, you say a fancy Dvar Torah, he says fancy. No one remembers anything you guys say. But I say the same thing every Shabbat, so you know what I say? Everything knows what I said. Okay, here we go. These are two Sfarim to know about. This you must have in your library, you'll use it all the time. This you should know about, and you'll use it for research and to look things up when you need to. Torah Tmima. Torah Tmima, Rav Baruch Epstein, son of the Aruch HaShulchan, Rav Yechiel Epstein. So this is a Sefer on the Chumash. You have the Chumash and Rashi on top. Then you have here a list of all of the Gemaras and the famous Midrashim on the Pasuk. In one spot. That's what he does. And then underneath, he has comments on what Chazal said. The first thing he always does is try to explain how did Chazal learn out this thing from the Pasuk? Was it an extra letter, an extra word? A lot of times Rashi quotes the same Chazal. And a lot of times the Sifsei Chachamim on the side of Rashi explains how Rashi learned things out. So sometimes you'll have Sifsei Chachamim and Torah Tmima saying different ideas. You can make a whole shiur out of that. All right. That's what it is. There's a great resource sefer. It helps you find all of the Ma'amari Chazal on a pasuk. I gave you a mashal. Tal Katz is going to be asked to give a shiur in a shul on Shavuos night on the topic of Kibud Avein. Okay. When you make a shiur, you have to do three things to say a good shiur. Number one, you have to gather your sources. Number two, organize your thoughts. Number three, think of the jokes and everything right to make this year exciting. If your last name is like Nevensall or something, you sort of can skip step one because, like, you know, the sources are all there. But for the rest of us, so Tal Katz is okay. I'm opening up my Torah Tmima to Kibud Avein. Here it is, Kibud Avein. And on Kibud Avein, he quotes, like, Mr. Tal Katz, 15 Gemaras. So in half an hour, Tal Katz has 15 Gemaras ready to go. Now you decide which ones you're going to use, which ones fit for what you want to say. It's an amazing thing to know about. So first of all, it's a great resource to gather sources. Also, sometimes you'll say, yeah, I know Chazal says something about this. I forgot where it is. And I know the pasuk it's based. Yeah, it's something about Shema. Oh, so if you know that Chazal's drasha is about Shema, but you want to find the Gemara, what are you going to do? Take out the Torah Tmima on Shema, and you'll find it. I do that a lot. There's a famous Gemara that talks about, I don't know where the Gemara is, but I know what pasuk it's based on. So I find the pasuk, and I find it in the bottom. The bonus that not everyone knows about is, he also does the Megillus. Megillus Esther. And in the back of each one, this is fabulous stuff. And not yet. Not the whole thing yet in English. In every Pasuk, he quotes all the Gemaras. Let's say Megillus Esther. If you want to really learn Megillus Esther well with Chazal, a couple of hours, the whole thing, go through this, it gives you everything. It's a great sefer to know about. You'll use it a lot. It helps you find things. It helps you gather sources. And his comments on the bottom are very interesting. How did Chazal learn it out? What's it based on? Sometimes, yeah, Chazal say this diuk. What's it based on? It's unclear. He gives you an approach in the bottom. What it's based on. That's the Torah Tmima. Very widely used sefer. It's mamash a great sefer to know about and to use. He gathers all the Gemaras on and famous Midrashim on a topic. That's Kurt Newman. Yes.
At the end of giving a shiur, what are you supposed to do? If, like, if you were to give a shiur, what are you supposed to do after you have a list of 15 months?
Well, then then think of an idea that one of the Gemaras talks about that seems interesting. Then start doing the research on that Gemara. Open the Gemara itself. Again, we'll discuss this later. We'll get to Art Scroll. That's a great use for Art Scroll footnotes. You have an interesting Gemara, and you want to quickly find four sources on the Gemara. The Art Scroll Hebrew footnotes give it to you in 5 minutes. Then you look up those sources, then you have a whole shiur. That's what you do. You find it and go, oh, that's interesting. Let me see what that Gemara talks about. Step by step. Okay. This Sefer, Torah Shleima, written by Rav Menachem Kasher. Menachem Kasher was a super giant. He died around, now it's I think 30-ish years ago. He knew everything. And what he did was, he did what the Torah Tmima did, multiplied by like, what he did was as follows. And every pasuk in the Chumash, he quotes or cross-references every Maimer Chazal on the Pasuk. Not just what's in the Gemara or the famous Medrash, all the Midrashim, all the Yerushalmis, all the obscure Midrashim, things we never heard of. He went to libraries and found the old Kisvei Yad. It is a masterpiece. On every Pasuk, he quotes all, either quotes it or references it, all of the Maimer Chazal. So if you want to really do research on a pasuk, you go to the Torah Shleima. He gives you everything, multiplied over the Torah Tmima by whatever, a million, I exaggerate. Everything. It's an amazing work. If you know Chazal said something, there's a Medrash, but you don't know where the Medrash is, but you know the pasuk the Medrash is on, you open up Torah Shleima, you start looking, and you'll find it. That's, he quotes everything. Wait. And on the bottom, he has commentary. Now here's what happened. It took him 40 years to write this. Great. This is like five volumes together. It's like 35 volumes. It's in the library. In Bereishis, he got going. In Shmos, he hit a stride. In Vayikra, he was old. And then he was Nifter, and his kids, his students, did Bamidbar. So in Bereishis, very thorough, a lot of footnotes, it's very good, he explains, he quotes like the Pashup Pshat, the Pshat of all the Midrashim. In Shmos, he did the following. This is unbelievable. Any Rishon that quotes a Medrash, he quotes the Rishonim on the bottom. So let's say the Sforno quotes a Medrash, and the Ramban quotes the same Medrash, and the Sforno and the Ramban each interpret the Medrash differently. He has it in the footnotes. It's like a shiur. It's like every footnote's a shiur. It's unbelievable work. Shmos, any topic in Shmos that there's a Medrash on, you use him, he gives you everything. In the back he has essays on various topics. It's called Miluin, on various topics. This is a this you can't learn normal. It's too much. This is used to look things up, to find things. If you want to find everything on Kibbutz Av Va'Em, not just the 12 Gemaras, but the 12 Gemaras plus 200 Midrashim, you open up here. Everything you ever wanted to hear about everything. He did this mostly without computers, or all without computers. It's unbelievable work. The man knew everything. He was an interesting gadol. He was a ger, a chassid, and he was also a big religious Zionist. So he didn't totally fit into either world, and giant. He wrote many other svarim as well. He wrote a Haggadah called the Haggadah Shleima. That's like my go-to Haggadah. He has all the essays in the beginning, and Haggadah Shleima, he has a commentary where he condenses or summarizes all of the Rishonim and all of the classic Achronim on the Haggadah in a brief commentary. I used it all the time when I was writing my Haggadah. Oh yeah, someone quotes so-and-so saying this. Oh really? Let's look it up. Oh, he quotes it, and he explains it a little bit in the bottom. This is a masterful work. This is like beyond, you can't imagine what's here. Everything, every Maimer Chazal. This, to have in your house, is a big investment. So you want to have this available. Like in the shul next door, the shul down the block. This is an amazing sefer. So this, I'm not going to tell you, you have to have in your house. I'm not going to tell you that. So this you must have in your house. And this you'll use to be aware what it does and how you would use it. Got it? Torah, like the whole Torah, Torah Shlema. Torah Shebachsav and Torah Shebalpeh all together. It's unbelievable what he has here. Yeah, you had a question, a comment?
Yeah.
The Torah Tmima just quotes regular Gemara's Talmud Bavli and some of the famous Midrashim. That's it. So the Gemara's. Torah Shlema quotes everything. Every Medrash, the famous Midrashim. There are a lot of obscure Midrashim we never heard of. Every Medrash. Meaning, again, every Maimer Chazal on a Pasuk is unbelievable. On every Pasuk he did, he quotes or references everything Chazal said about it. That's like, you know, when you think about everything means everything. It's an unbelievable thing. It took him decades to write it, and he didn't finish the whole thing. He himself finished through Vayikra, but Vayikra is not as strong as well, because he was getting older already. It's not as complete a Perush. He quotes all the Maimari Chazal, but he doesn't have the commentary in the bottom as much. And then they have, Bamidbar was done mostly by his family, or his students, after he was Nifter. It's the Haggadah Shleima, the Torah Shleima. And I don't know. It's a lot. I never bought it. I never looked into buying a Torah Shlema. That's a little. I live near a shul. I use it to look things up. You know, if I wanted to, if there's a medrash that mentioned Purim, so I wrote a book on Purim. So I wanted to see if he would quote people that, you know, relate to that medrash. So I knew the pasuk where the medrash was referred to. So I looked it up. And he has footnotes. He always has what to say. That's how, again, to have it in your house would be nice, but it's not kind of thing you'd use every day. It's used to look things up, to do research, like serious research on a topic. That's what you use it for. There's a hard Ramban that quotes the Medrash. So look up the Medrash. He'll quote the Ramban. He'll quote, you know, the discussions about the Ramban. That's the Torah Shlema. You got it?